welcome back, friend. Dungeons & Dragons will begin in a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The goblins have tossed another log on the fire. And Aladdin and Tally, you've scooched as close as you can. It's very cold down here, and you're trying to keep warm by the fire. Do you think anybody up there told Bonwin, was it, that we haven't come back yet? How many days do you think we've been down here?
Well, how many times have you peed in that corner?
Well, a lot to start. Not
yeah,
as many.
It was a lot.
Well, I like to be very hydrated as much as I can. But they've given us a lot of, and she looks down, a lot of moldy bread. And there was that one fish. That was quite nice. I know you didn't have much of it.
But, too bony.
Yeah.
Too picky. Like, what a kid. Yeah. It was bony. Didn't want it.
So, like, 14?
14 piece?
Is that not normal?
No, Tally, we're taking you to... We're going to take you to a healer. When we get, you know... Anyway. And it smells. I needed to say it. I'm so sorry. But, yes, of course, they went and they told somebody because that's what I told them to do.
Well, okay. Well, I hope they show up soon.
They will.
Because after that fish, I'm going to need to do more than pee.
Dungeons & Dragons is a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
At this point, you guys have been talking about it for so long, Tally's taken two shits.
Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane, she, her.
There's no schools anymore, history's mystery.
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
We could, like, maybe hold an axe or two.
Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, he, him.
Is Aladdin capable of some... stabbing?
With special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Rinkip Celador, he, him.
I think maybe rats or some sort of rodentia carries messages. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Patreon-supported podcast. Come see what we have for you over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. It's more of us, and it's exciting. Okay, fuck it. Let's play!
And we cut to the tunnels. The group of you are following the map that Bizard, you traced off the map on the floor that you had seen. And it's led you... Everybody has the vague idea, or even probably a pretty good idea, because you're all adults that know the city very well. Mm-hmm. This tunnel system in particular, the one that the kids upstairs told you where Aladdin was supposed to be heading, leads out of the city. But Rinkip and Bonwin, this is a direction to an old settlement, which has been long since abandoned, the settlement of Lingersville. So it's leading in that direction. If both of you could roll a history for me, a history check.
I got a 13.
13?
I got a 14 history.
Perfect. These tunnel systems, you have heard stories that there was a large explosion some years ago.
Okay.
That destroyed a lot of these tunnel systems. And as part of that explosion, there used to be a goblin settlement, and it was thought to have been destroyed by this explosion. You are walking through these tunnels. All of you crouched. They are pretty tight, pretty narrow. And you, after a couple hours following down, there is clear path. Like, you are following footprints of two small children. So you're not just wandering aimlessly for hours. You are following bits of breadcrumbs, so to speak. You come to a small alcove, which looks like it has, there's a hole on one side of the wall, which leads out, and you can feel a bit of a draft coming into. Looks like there's a lot of movement back through it, based on what you're seeing from the footprints in the dirt.
A lot of foot. Like, how many footprints are we talking about?
Looks like you have been following two sets of footprints, presumably the two kids you're looking for.
Right.
But then suddenly there are lots of footprints.
All right.
They came out of nowhere.
Like from all the goblins that surrounded
came
them.
Came and got the kids.
But you see now there's like a swarm of footprints.
Yeah. And the hole.
Yeah. No blood, no anything like that. Doesn't look like there was any sort of fight or scuffle in
it. Was
any
a little way. Bit of pee though, but that was just telling.
There's a scent of urine in the air, obviously. But yes, looks like perhaps an ambush of some sort may have happened here.
Okay, well, now I'm sort of more worried because they were clearly happily just walking along, and then there's all these quite... I mean, these ones seem small, right? These footprints?
What do they look like? I don't know if I've seen footprints like this before, but they seem familiar.
Mm-hmm. But lots of whatever it is, so that's not ideal.
Well, I mean, what do we know about where we are right now? We know that, once upon a time, there was something here, and by something I mean goblins, right?
Okay, I'm learning something new about the city.
Yeah,
that's great.
This is news.
Oh, I'm sorry,
to
you guys don't know about the goblins?
No, I had no idea.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
This is some good ex-sheriff knowledge you've got, Rinkit, because growing up here, I know about Lingersville, and it was abandoned, explosion, nobody really knows why, it was so long ago, there's no schools anymore, history's mystery, but now you're saying,
Yeah, goblins.
So can you just tell me what you know about the goblins?
Well, they're used to, so here's what happened.
Were they the... Okay, perfect. Thank you.
What happened was is that a while back, there was a place here. There was a settlement here. Okay?
Yeah.
Lingersville is what it was called. And, nobody really knows what happened. A lot of people make assumptions they don't really know. Something exploded. There was an explosion. And there goes Lingersville, not around anymore. There was also here, an encampment of goblins. Now we know goblins, sure, goblins, fine. And if there's anything that destroys goblins, it's explosions. Because explosions pretty much kill all of the things.
Yeah, almost everyone's weak to explosion.
Yeah. Everyone's got a little sensitivity to things exploding. And so what happened was there's this explosion, and I think we all just kind of assumed,
Bye-bye
goblins,
gone.
Right?
Yeah,
goblins
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goblins dead. Not a ridiculous assumption to make, I don't think. When a big explosion happens, you usually just assume everybody's dead.
That's why we don't look for the bodies anymore.
However, we've got some... That's right. However, there's...
It got so dark.
However,
I know. I need to apologize. I apologize for that.
I mean, the thing is...
too dark.
We're seeing some strange footprints on the ground, are we not?
We are.
Yeah, all right.
We are.
And so, I mean, now that you say goblin...
I mean, it could be... I'm not the type to spread rumors around or anything like that. I don't want to get in front of my skis about it, but I'm just saying, used to be goblins here, strange footprints on the ground... Goblins are a little crafty. Also, kind of hard to kill all of them because there's always that one. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's just like, right. And if there's one, I mean, you know, and so I'm just saying, you know, add some time. There's more goblins now.
Because so, they don't mate. They just duplicate.
If there's one, you know,
that's
there's
what
a
I've heard about
seven.
Goblins. I don't know what you guys have heard about goblins, but it's like one goblin. You leave it there for a while.
I thought if a goblin gets wet, it'll reproduce that way. That's why you don't
no,
get your
that's a gremlin.
Shit, right.
And I think it applies to all, I mean, you know, I just assume that about all monster creatures is that they just multiply. Is that wrong?
I assume everything fucks.
Well, I'm not saying they don't do that. I'm just saying, listen, if there's one goblin, there's going to be more goblins eventually. That's what I think. Either by becoming more goblins or by just getting the word out. Like, hey, I'm a goblin. I'm here alone. Come here,
looking
goblins. Right?
Yeah.
So goblin osmosis or goblin personals are the two.
Yes. Okay.
They have a very complex communication system that can span miles sometimes. Miles and miles. Yeah.
You know,
it's not pigeons. It's not carrier pigeons. We know that now because as it turns out, pigeons do not do well underground. But I think maybe rats or some sort of rodentia carries messages. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Nobody's really sure. Scholars still argue about it. But regardless, if there's one goblin here and the humans are gone because of the explosion, then there could eventually be more goblins. I'm saying that, let me wrap it up, all right? I'm saying that the goblin population could have rebounded faster, I think, than the human population would. Mm. And now we got all these footprints on the ground. We're underground. They love it there. I'm saying we could have a goblin situation right now. Goblin-coded situation.
Close that circle right back up again, just like you always do.
Here we are. Yep.
I mean, I'm convinced. Russ, can we like smell smoke or anything through that? Because they have a fire inside there, don't they?
Yeah.
Have we noticed anything as we're, having a little meeting out here in the ambush?
Bread and fish? Because you would 100% smell if someone's cooking fish in there.
I am so sad I didn't bring an NPC along because we would be talking about goblins for the next 25 minutes.
I know we would.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is what the downtime is for.
I killed a weekend talking about goblins. Are you kidding me? I can do this. All day.
That's right.
I wish you would join me in the middle, my friend. You could join us on Patreon and get an episode dedication.
Hey friends, welcome to the middle. It's me here hanging out with you. So it's the biggest party that we have right now. I don't have a lot to tell you today. But what I do have is a very important thing. It's the episode dedication, which sometimes when I record by myself, I forget to do. But if you join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, not only do you get access to a whole bunch of exclusive bonus content, I swear the Cyberpunk Red Session Zero is coming out very soon, if not by the end of this week. So look out for that. But you also get an episode dedicated to you. That's what I said. And today's patron, who gets the episode dedicated to them, is 9LK. 9LK, thank you very much. 9Elk, 9LK. I feel 9LK. You know, it's like one of those vanity license plates that you're trying to figure out as you're walking by. Like, it's probably literally just 9LK, but maybe there's other deeper meaning to it. So if there is, let us know. But this is the great stuff you get when Russ is hanging out by himself. What are some other things that are going on? Well, Joe has been playing with us now for a couple episodes. He's in one more next week. Really excited about that. And we've been busy recording a whole bunch of other great stuff with some other shows. Dungeons and Drimbus, we're going to be appearing in a Cyber Monday feature coming up on Cyber Monday. So a little bit of time to wait, but Carla and I went over there. We had some friends who from a show we've mentioned earlier this season, the Looters podcast, two of them, right after these Joe episodes, are going to be coming to join us. And then shortly after we start releasing those, we're going to be appearing
over on their show as well. So make sure you're listening to all the different shows that we guest on, because that'll keep you busy, busy forever and for always, right? We'll have more details about all of that as they come up, and we'll let you know. We're working on more, always and forever. But I think that's the end of the middle. Let's get you back to the episode. It's a fun one, and I hope you're enjoying it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Let's. I mean, there's no danger.
Let's take a peek in the hole.
Let's take a peek around. The footprints you've been following stop here. Like they don't. Nothing goes further. Really. Like there's some commotion coming from kind of all directions. But most of them do appear to be that they're moving back through this newfound hole in the side of this tunnel. Who would like to be the one who looks through? Because it's not big enough for everybody to kind of crowd around and like Three Stooges style look.
Who's the quietest one? You know what I mean? Does anybody have any of that weird, you know what I mean?
Sweet,
the sneaky
sweet
things?
Stealth.
Yeah.
Anybody have any sneaky skills? I have four axes. I'm not sneaking anywhere.
There's right? a lot of clanking.
There's
going
a lot
on.
Of clank. I clank everywhere I go. You know,
they've heard you at this point.
I mean, the plus
yeah,
side,
we all we yeah, know.
They know I'm here. FYI.
They're all just sitting around actually listening to the history that they've never been yeah, taught.
They would
about
never know.
Themselves.
I mean, this was generations before they were alive. Yeah. Yeah. It was so long ago.
That's so true. That's so true. Anyway, who's crafty? Who's sneaky? Anybody?
I'm pretty sneaky. Can I try and...
I mean, listen, first of all, I want to say, I'll do it. I'll go through. Okay? I'm not going to send anybody else out of there. I'm just
sacrifice
saying...
Sacrifice a guest.
I'm probably a bad choice, but I'll do it.
No, we appreciate your honesty. It's
I
good.
Just... If you can give me a minute to take my axes off... Here's the something. If I take off all my axes, maybe I'm not so... Maybe I'm not so loud anymore.
I think it'd be better if you kept the axes on the off chance. Like, you need to be ready with those axes.
Yes.
I should keep the axes on.
Keep the axes on.
Okay, absolutely. So axe yeah. on through hole, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to get out. Listen, because it's a cave, I'm not going to get out the great axe. I'm just going to get out the battle axe. And I'm just like, this is more of a cave axe, I feel, than the great axe is, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't want to get it like lodged comically in the ceiling.
Imagine, yeah.
Right? We all know that
or
maneuver.
Or do you?
I'm not going to do that.
So embarrassing. Right? Yeah.
And
hard to fix, let me tell
throwing
you.
Throwing axes too
as
small.
As a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Hard to fix.
Yeah. So okay, so here's what I'm gonna just take a just real quick look around the corner. Listen, that decision took too long, and I'm sorry. But it's good that we get it all out in the open and we talk about it. I feel.
I agree.
Came to a consensus.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I am looking around the corner.
Did we make you a human?
What's that?
Oh my God.
Did we make you a human?
Yeah, that's why I haven't volunteered for it, because I'm a human too.
You'd be human?
You look, we're going to say that you had had some sort of a torture candle system, but as you go to look through the hole, which is, you know, it blocks all light from behind you, you look through and it is a dark cavern that you cannot see anything.
Okay. All right, I pull my head back through and I say, okay, so good news, I'm alive. My head is still on my body. Bad news, I can't see a fucking thing in there. It's completely dark. So we're going to have to figure out something else. We're going to need a light source, which may alert.
I mean, I can just see in the dark. So if we, could I just quickly, if I could just scooch around you, I could just, and then if it is just empty, no worries.
I feel like seeing in the dark should be like some upfront information that we should have had before we went into the cave situation.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I told you about my axes.
You're right.
Seeing in the dark.
We didn't all explain what we were bringing to the table, but that is something that I can.
Would you mind having a look see through this mysterious hole?
I would love to take just a little looky loo through the hole.
Little sidebar. Kyle, is Bizarre like human?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by human?
Like, because we're all like, for the most part, we're all half elves.
No, I am human.
You're just straight up human. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Human. Yeah. I'm a dwarf, Amy. Just kidding. I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I rolling?
Well, you're
Dice
just putting
Carla.
Your head
oh
through
God.
A hole right okay. now, so don't worry about rolling yet. So you.
Great.
You scooch aside, Rinkip, and Bon, when you put your head through the hole, and your eyes adjust for a moment, and you see the same dim luminescence that I described an episode ago to our good friend Aladdin. So you see down below you what comes into view is a city of sorts. It is built with crudely constructed wooden structures. You do pick up a light bioluminescence coming off of different parts of those structures and up on the walls. Not enough that it would provide a huge amount of light for someone. And now you can roll investigation to see if you see anything beyond that.
That's an 18.
You are taking a good surveillance of this. You do pick up a dim glowing orange light, like very dim, often to the far right of this city. And you see, focusing for a moment, you see quick movements down in the city. Same bioluminescence. You don't pick up what figure or thing is moving, but you see quick movements in and out of the buildings. And after a short moment, you hear what sounds like pebbles starting to roll down some of the hills off into the sides.
To clarify, you're saying city, but I'm picturing like settlement more, maybe?
So, yes,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like an Ewok village, but underground and goblins?
That is yurts. Probably a better
goblin yurts.
Goblin
exactly.
yurts. Yeah.
Great. Love
I
it.
I know, yurt even sounds too fancy for what they're
Shantytown? Something?
Shantytown is probably
okay.
better.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm picturing.
And, Goblin Shantytown. It's a great username, by the way. Goblin. Hi, I'm Goblin Shantytown.
It's very good.
Oh, band name. Write
okay,
it down.
Okay,
that band
there
will start.
There's. I'm going to say it probably is goblins, because there's like a lot of structures in there. Mm-hmm. Clearly a bunch of creatures living in there, but sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's not great news. I mean,
it's not great news. There's a lot.
There could be better news coming out of the hole.
Let's just say goblins.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, I think.
Thank you for the air quotes on goblins, by the way. I appreciate
it. Just because I don't want to commit in case it's not, you know.
Can you give me a rough estimate on how many goblins we're dealing with at this particular time? Because like 10 minutes from now could be more. because we know how goblins are. We've discussed this.
Right, right.
Great, you're right. They're probably, yeah. It's going to be half again as many.
Right.
We stay here long enough.
The longer we wait, the more goblins there are.
Absolutely. Russ, I probably, could make a guesstimate, right?
Yeah, based on the size.
Based on the building.
Do we need a guesstimate roll?
Sure. Yeah, do a guesstimate roll. We'll call it...
Well, that was a three.
I was going to say, whatever you roll, multiply by 100. That's too many.
Yeah. That's a lot of goblins.
I take it back. Multiply it by 7.
Yeah, I rolled a 3. So you tell me what that
means.
You
could probably guess this shanty size, presuming... a hierarchical structure of 2 to 4 goblins per structure. There could be anywhere from 25 to 50 goblins in this town.
That's a lot of goblins.
Yeah. Okay. I share that information.
I mean, I feel comfortable assuming that they are the prisoners of goblins.
I feel like
we're all there, right?
Based on the information we have, that's got to be the case.
So I'm,
can anyone?
I'm sorry.
I can't speak goblin. Anybody?
I don't speak goblin.
Nope.
No. Okay. No. Diplomatic relations, probably not maybe the best way to go about it. Hard to parlay when you can't speak.
Are they known for their diplomatic relations, the goblins?
I mean, I barely knew goblins were even in this. You're the one, I feel like you're the expert in the room.
What I know of goblins, I'm going to say not really up for a parlay. I'm going to say there are going to be more, you know, I mean, if you live underground and hide from things, maybe not social. And so that's problematic because you would hope that just a nice conversation would get us out of this.
If we could just explain that they're children and if we could just not, that'd be.
Just mano a mano, talk it out. But I feel like that's not an option.
Okay, so what do we think? Just get a hose down here and flood them out, or?
Do we have a hose? Is that a?
Oh my God!
Does anyone have a hose? No.
I'm
sorry. Oh, that was
just
a joke.
Drown them all.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea, frankly. But
Carla, that is borderline. Tie them up and throw them in the river right there.
I know. Uh-huh. I wanted to get back to our roots.
I got it.
Does anyone? Have any ideas?
Perhaps it's just a misunderstanding, and they said, "Oh, these goblins escaped. They're bad goblins. Let's take them back, and you know, maybe just go in and I don't know. 25 to 50 is either 4 of us, and well, Bonwin, you would know. Is Aladdin capable of some stabbing? I know." Aladdin's a little bit older than the other kids.
Can we farm out some of this battle to the children?
I'm just curious if we
delegation is the key to leadership.
I mean, you learned something at the mayor's office.
And a screwdriver. I could be a murderous Dennis the Menace. You don't know.
That's true.
I will say this. I don't know about the murder, but she is very smart and very sneaky. So
okay.
You know, if she sees a chance to escape, she will take it. I know that for sure.
I hope they didn't do something ridiculous like pick up the cage and try and walk.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh my goodness!
Because that would be embarrassing for them.
That would be so embarrassing.
I'm looking at the situation here, and it looks like they came from potentially above to drop in on our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if someone were to stay behind, make a scene, they would leave. Come down, rain down on that one person, and that would free up the rest of our party to go down there and save.
All right, so we need a a distraction is what we need. We need to distract the goblins so that the rest of the party can move in, save the children.
Bait.
Yes.
Bait. Just one person to be bait.
That's bait, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
No,
Renkip, on the off chance that some do stay back, I feel like your martial prowess would be better served there. I will stay back, and I have means to be able to at least slow them down as I make some kind of retreat, if necessary.
Okay.
So I will stay back here. I will get my torch out, and y'all move forward as quiet as you can, of course, when Kip all the axes. But, you
just
know.
A walking wind chime.
I do need to wrap them in some sort of cloth. I think that would be helpful in the future. Note to self. you know, for future adventures. Next tunnel excursion.
Sheath of some sort.
Some sort of sheath. They're hard to sheath is the problem.
Bon, when we could collaborate, figure out some kind of magical adaptation to make an axe silent when it clangs against something else. Yeah.
At this point, you guys have been talking about it for so long. Tally's taken two shits. Two.
We cut back down.
The trolls are going to hate that, though. It's repellent. So it'll
Oh my God, there are trolls down here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Goblins. Sorry.
Now there are trolls. See what you do?
Don't give Russ any ideas. I'll just throw a troll in there now.
So if y'all want to move forward, I'll wait until you're out of sight and start making a ruckus.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Bizarre. That's
all right. Okay. So are we all going through the hole and then we're splitting up? Is that what's happening?
And now we whisper.
Because now we're talking about going through the hole.
Now we're
guys.
In plan mode. Yeah,
now it's
real.
Strategy time.
Okay, so we're all going to go through the hole and we're going to split up. Is that the deal?
Yeah, okay. I saw. Definitely there was a fire in a distance. Not a lot of movement around, so we can all try and sneak. Yes.
I feel like the fire.
How are you going to sneak? Because you cannot.
I think we gotta wait for the distraction part, and then when they are distracted by the distraction,
right.
They're not really going to be listening for four axes.
In that case, I say we stay together because I can see, and then you can, right? And then we can.
Okay.
Also, that's great. We could like maybe hold an axe or two.
Oh, if
so
you
there's
wanted.
Not just four clanging together at all times. Mm-hmm,
if you would like to do that,
unless that's uncalled for, I don't want to assume. I don't want to.
No. We're all friends here. I have no problem with anyone doing any axe holding if it doesn't encumber you in any in an unnecessary way.
Cav, great idea. Then we all have axes.
Great. Okay. So I'll take the great axe then, since I'm the axe guy and it's a little unwieldy.
Yeah.
Okay, battle axe for one of you, and then a couple of throwing axes.
Okay.
We're all axe now. This is fun. This is great.
I guess I'll like dual fist the throwing axes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean that's what I do. But
more impressive that way.
I mean, I saw it and I was impressed.
Everyone
by
should
it,
walk
so.
Their own axe path. You know, let's okay, let's go, let's do it.
I think we're ready.
All right, so that I have it, three of you, Rinkip, Bonwin, and Kevlarin, going through this hole as previously described as barely able to fit one of you through. It's fine. It's fine. We're doing it. You've committed to the bit. Like, we're doing it. Bizarre, you're staying back. Is that what I understood?
Yeah, I'm going to position myself like towards the where we came in, like behind the hole where it looks like all of them dropped down.
Love it.
From.
Great. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Who's going first?
Cav, can you see in the dark as well?
I can.
Dark vision too. Okay, so we should. I'll go first, maybe, and then.
Okay.
Great.
Rinkip can go in the middle, so he has two people who can see to help guide.
I would appreciate that. Thank you. Yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to roll for tight squeeze.
Tight squeeze.
There is like a path that they could take not going through this hole, yeah?
No, there was, but yeah, no.
Okay, I'm just making sure I understood
the layout. As previously described when we entered.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
there was
that's
a path
what I thought,
going the
so
other.
Long ago, there was so much goblin chat. Yeah.
They're not going to expect this, though, right?
Shit over here.
They'll
for
never
to
go
mute
through
it.
That way, is what the goblins are saying.
Yep. And boy, would they be wrong.
Bizarre just standing there like, I didn't prepare the grease spell, so that's out.
That's on you.
That's on you.
Well,
okay, we're doing it. We're committing to the bit.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 3, Episode 16, starring Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, Kyle Classett as Bizarre the Wizard, with special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Rinkip Celador, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Slipstream, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Angeron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. If you enjoy the adventure that you're listening to, we'd love for you to join us over on Patreon. Why? Well, because you get to spend more time with us, and we get to spend time with you. It's what we love most about doing this whole thing that we call Dungeons and Dragons. And when I say you get more of us, like, there's a whole other show, The Adventures Of, where we're running a different campaign, DM'd by Tom. Kyle is starting to run us through a Cyberpunk Red campaign. There's the downtime episodes. There's hangouts. There's so much happening. You can take part in some, take part in all. We suggest most of it, but you do you. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. We'll see you over there. All right, everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This is all stuff I'm supposed to know, right? I'm not doing this wrong. This is correct.
Make it up.
What's it? What was the settlement called?
It was called Lingersville.
Yeah. How big is that hole?
Not big.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.